Take Alt Latino and more with you on the NPR One app. NPR One finds you the best from public radio and beyond. Songs we love, local stories, and your favorite podcasts. NPR One is ready to make driving, cooking, or cleaning the house better. Find NPR One on your app store now.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we're going to try something new. I've assembled a panel of music experts to go over some new music because there's a lot out there and a lot of different styles, and we want to touch as many as we can. And to do that, I brought together a group of people who I've known for a while who have their fingers on the pulse of just all kinds of great Latin music. And we're spread out all over the country. I'm going to start out on the West Coast. I have Miguel Guerrero talking to us from KPFA in Berkeley. Miguel, welcome.
Thank you, Felix. I'm very happy to be here with you.
And tell us just a little bit about what it is that you do out there at KPFA.
I am the webpage producer at KPFA, and I also host a weekly show called Rock and Rebellion, also a producer for another show of indie music called Indie Landscapes.
And in the middle of the country, we're represented twice in Chicago at WBEZ. This is Catalina Maria Johnson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Felix. I'm glad to be back. It's wonderful.
Catalina is the host of a great podcast called Beat Latino. We're always listening to that to see what great music is there. And then also in the Midwest, in St. Louis, David Casares. David, welcome, man.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
What is it that you do out there?
I'm the arts and culture editor here at St. Louis Public Radio. And, you know, I've been in the Midwest, back in the Midwest for a little time, but I was in Miami for a long time. I hope to bring some of that with me.
And you did bring some of it with you because we're listening to a track that you brought in. Tell us about this track.
This is Bittersweet. It's from a release of last year by Sammy Figueroa, who's a great conguero based in South Florida, playing with some really accomplished musicians. And the jazz person in me sometimes feels a little left out. And I want to make sure we assert ourselves.
All right, let's hear this track, Bittersweet, from Sammy Figueroa. Bittersweet from the conguero Sammy Figueroa, who has, by the way, a long list of studio credits. He's an accomplished studio musician who's leading his own band, apparently, down in South Florida, right?
Yeah, you know, the Miami area doesn't get a lot of credit for jazz. Doesn't come to mind immediately, but there's a lot of great musicianship there. Arturo Sandoval is there, and people like Gonzalo Rubalcaba. I'm not sure if he still lives there. But there's great music there, and it needs to be heard.
It's interesting, David, Catalina here, that even though it's a Florida kind of bass groove, I hear some boogaloo, you know, somewhere in there. Every now and then, yep. There's like a boogaloo-ish groove.
Yeah, and it's polyrhythmic. It's bright. It's upbeat. It's very danceable. Because sometimes people think, oh, I don't like jazz. You know, it's too complicated for me. And honestly, some jazz musicians play over people's heads, but Sammy doesn't. And that's why stuff like this is very important.
Great new record from Sammy Figueroa. Okay, let's go out to the West Coast with Miguel Guerrero. Miguel, what did you bring?
Today I like to present this band from Monterrey, Mexico. They are called Mississippi Queens, and they touch a little bit of classic rock with 70s pop and tints of psychedelia with a lot of vocal harmonies. They just put out their first album about a year ago. It's called En los Tiempos de la Bola, and it makes an obvious reference to the times of the Mexican Revolution. The term La Bola refers to all of the people who joined the struggle in the last century in Mexico. So I'm pretty happy that young people are bringing back part of the Mexican history into their music.
And for some of us of a certain age, Mississippi Queen calls back to the band Mountain, the rock band Mountain here in the United States,
exactly.
The 70s band.
That's where they took their name from that song.
That's crazy.
Who are you calling old?
Of a certain age, bro, of a certain age.
Entre miras ya la suerte abandonados, de idealistas los panteones se han llenado, eso me enseñaron, que si la sangre empieza a flotar y no hay quien llamar, más vale sepas nadar. Todos al suelo que están a defa en picada, y quien conduce trae a la náusea y su gestión. Cabina sin el horror, entre ropas finas se brindó a su escapada.
Sálvenme a mí,
sálvese el que pueda.
Se hunde aquí y hasta las ratas se quejan. Siento la mano de la muerte cerca, de los que me acechan es cual menos me aterre la piel.
Pues parecía solo acompañarme y temer también.
Aquí ya ni las ratas se quedan.
That is a serious 70s vibe.
Totally. And again, I think that besides taking the name of the band from that song that you mentioned before, it's also an obvious reference to the band Queen. That's what they are called, the Mississippi Queens.
You know, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that Miguel and I have known each other since the early 90s when we were out there in the West Coast promoting Rock in Español concert.
It is true. And at that time, we also started working with some bands that became very prominent throughout the years, like Café Tacuba, which we did their first show that launched their first tour in the United States a little over 20 years ago, Felix.
Yes. When we were teenagers, bro.
Exactly.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was an exciting time because this was, the music was just getting started. And all of that stuff, all of these bands and all that work and all these other people that have contributed to that, it's resulted in what we do here at Alt Latino. So looking into the past to look toward the future. Okay, Catalina, you're up. What'd you bring?
Well, I brought Lido Pimienta, and she's truly a force of nature. She's Barranquilla-born, but Toronto-based. She's truly an intersectional artist in many ways. She's a visual artist and arts curator. And this is from her latest album, La Papesa, which is also the High Priestess, the Tarot card. And you have to understand, we've been waiting for this for like 4 or 5 years, ever since her debut album. And it just took her a while because she went through some very difficult times in her family life. Her brother passed away. She emerged from one relationship and went into another complicated relationship. And La Papesa, the High Priestess, is all about power and femininity and just taking control. And so this is La Capacidad from that album, and the capacity or the ability. And it starts off, when you listen to it, it sounds kind of almost romantic. And you're like, oh, yes, you know, you have the ability to do this and that to me. And then she moves it into like, but I'm not going to set back, basically, feminism, global feminism for you. She moves it into a very directly feministic dialogue. So this is why I love her, for this and many other reasons, for the way she speaks and the power of her story. This is Lido Pimienta and La Capacidad.
Tú, tú tienes la capacidad. Tú, de hacerme reír, de hacerme llorar de felicidad. Y yo, ahora estoy aquí. Y tú, eres todo y más. Soy feliz aquí, pues tú supiste esperar.
That's one of the things that I'm really enjoying about the music, Latin alternative music, or whatever name you want to give it, as it develops and grows. That minimalist sentiment, that minimalist vibe that she has in that song, it references so many different types of rhythms and so many different cultures, but then it's stripped down to like this mechanical techno feel, I guess.
Yeah, that really hit me too, as did her voice, which has a very haunting quality to it. You know, really fits that whole style very well.
Well, she's very interesting in terms of her background. I mean, she also has done a lot of like sort of Afro-Colombian chanting in her background, because that's a part of it. And also, she's of a Wayuu background, and that's a Pueblo Originario, First Nation, from Northern Colombia and Venezuela. So there's that sense too. And yet, it mixes in. That's all very organic, and then it mixes in with this highly polished electronic vibe. I love the contrast of those worlds.
Catalina, you go to more festivals than anybody I've ever met in my life. Have you ever seen her live?
Oh, yes.
What's it like?
Several times. Oh, man, she's just fierce. I mean, she just is so fierce. Her first album was a lot more direct. I mean, there were a couple that were like almost songs that were, you know, they just had a very direct, almost aggressive nature in many ways. And it was very powerful. And you just had to like get up and cheer because we're not used to that. We're not used to like women just coming out and saying, you just cannot do this to me. And I'm not going to say the words that one cannot say on the air, but you cannot do this to me. You cannot do this to me and dance along to that. So she's very, very, very fierce. When she came here to Chicago, it was just herself and a you know, electronic artist, and you'd be amazed at the power of her show. And then it started to rain, and she just said, come on, and everybody come on stage and dance with me, because she was the only one that was under some kind of, you know, tarp. And this was at the Clark Street Festival a few years back here, and wow. And everybody just started jumping on the stage and chiming along with her. So she's a pretty amazing live.
Okay, David, what do you have next, man?
Well, I have invaded Catalina's territory of Chicago by picking this group, SO Afro Jam Funk Beat, and this tune, Uno Somos Todos, We're All One, because I really love the Afro-Latin vibe. As you know, Felix, I'm of African-American and Mexican-American heritage. And I long listened to Latin jazz and Afro-Cuban music because it really spoke to me. And I love hearing sort of like a Mexican thing and an African thing at the same time, because that's what I've been missing all these years. Huh. And that's what I'm hearing in this tune, which breaks stereotypes just like the last singer did. Because I don't want to hear the same thing, and I don't want to hear conventional notions of what music ought to be. I want to hear something different. The name of this song is Uno Somos Todos. We're all one.
Big up. Eso en la casa. Puerco Pizzotle, Azcapotzalco, México, Distrito Federal, Chicago. Boom, 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 boom.
Chicago is such an international city, and it's always been, it's historically been such like a working class city, a melting pot, different cultures. People come here leaving their families, leaving their homes, and they just settle down and make a new life, raise their children here, and their children's friends are all international. It seems like a natural thing that after, you know, so many generations, the music styles just start to intertwine, and, you know, the borders break down, and borders break down.
Si todos somos uno y uno somos todos,
pues uno somos todos.
Goza de ritmo y baila con nosotros.
¿Quieres bailar conmigo?
Si todos somos uno y uno somos todos,
¿y cómo no? Sí.
Goza de ritmo y baila con nosotros.
Ahí. Yo. Uno más uno suma uno, che. Dos más uno suma uno, dos, tres. Aztlán para todos, oh yeah. Eso con Buga por primera vez. Iguales y diferentes o al revés. Mi gente de calor aunque vivamos en las nieves. Leyendo el futuro en las nubes. Soñando, brindando con mezcales fuertes. Ja, ¿a qué aspirarán los hombres? Algo de lana, ahora unos billetes. Tortilla de comal con unos chiles. Tu alma gemela, pa' que te enamores. Hay mucho aire en el lago Michigan. Llévate un zarape pa' calentar tu chicana. Saca dientes pa' morder la manzana. Y el sol sale para todos en la mañana.
Si todos somos una y uno somos todos, goza de ritmo y baila con nosotros. Si todos somos una y uno somos todos, goza de ritmo y baila con nosotros.
Sin aviso, el pueblo protesta por techo y por piso. Político miente para engañar la gente. La ira ausente, zombie presente. Ojo por ojo, diente por diente. ¿Qué tiene que pasar para despertar la mente? Dame un libro en vez que un rifle. Dame libertad que durará para siempre. La tierra es diente.
de fuego que quema. Seguimos sufriendo las faltas del sistema. La naturaleza cambia todo el tiempo. Hay los que tienen y hay los que no. Descontrolado contra el control. No hablo tonterías en este micrófono. Analizando la inigualdad de los que quieren mejorar esta sociedad.
Si todos son uno y uno se anotaba.
Me gusta cotorrear, andar de barrio en barrio por toda la ciudad. Andar de barrio en barrio por toda la ciudad.
¡Viva!
A mí me gusta cotorrear. A mí me gusta cotorrear. América Latina, el agrícola oriental. Mi gente en el torito bien torcida, ahí está. América Latina, el agrícola oriental. Mi gente en el torito bien torcida, ahí está. Yo, a mí me gusta cotorrear. A mí me gusta cotorrear. Me gusta el dancehall, me gustan las güeras. Me gusta la cumbia, me gusta las morenas. Me gustan las trigueñas, me gusta la rumba. A mí me gusta cotorrear.
¡Viva!
Four songs in, I think your musical personalities are all well established, guys.
You haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
But you know, there is always these connections, you know. I mean, regardless of the difference on the musical genres that we are playing today on this show, I think that there is a connection. It's the Latin connection and also the Afro-Mexican influence that this song that David just choose for us is going to lead us to the next one that I'm going to introduce. This is a song by Mexican songwriter Rafael Catana. He is from Veracruz, Mexico. He definitely has the influence of Son Jarocho and some of the other African rhythms from the region of Veracruz. He is also a poet and a radio host. He hosts a show at Radio Educación in Ciudad de Mexico. And he was a founder member of the Rupestre Movement back in the 1980s in Mexico City. His name is Rafael Catana. And this track is called Te Regal, which is also the title of his newest album, produced independently in Mexico City at the studios of Dr. Fanatic and with the engineering of Lorenzo El Pollo Lagrava.
Solo eres una brújula, el mismo oráculo que me despierta entre todo este polvo. Y mi abuela me da la mano, me rescata y me lleva a la gran ciudad. Thank you. estos edificios de neón.
Guy Raz hosts the newest NPR podcast, How I Built This. It's about innovators and entrepreneurs and the stories behind the movements, companies, and products they created. Each episode captures triumphs, failures, serendipity, and insight told by the founders of some of the world's best-known companies, like Epic Records founder L.A. Reid. Find How I Built This now on the NPR One app and at npr.org/podcast.
Los camiones me alejan de ti. Estoy cruzando el polvo y miro tu boca. Sé que solo eres una brújula, el mismo oráculo que me despierta entre todo este polvo. Abuela, me da la mano, me rescata y me lleva a la gran ciudad. Y los camiones me alejan de ti.
Rafael Catana from Mexico City. Miguel, have you ever seen him play live?
Yeah, I actually was invited to the studios of Radio Educación a few months ago when I was there for Vive Latino this year. And I have seen him performing live along with his acoustic guitar. But also he has a terrific band right now with some legendary rock musicians that include Luis Gerardo Márquez on saxophone and Miguel El Gallo Esparza on guitar. These two guys are from the 1970s. They play in some of the most prominent bands. He also has some new people in the band, like Federico Schmuckler, who is from the band Klezmerson, and also he's been writing music for films, for independent films in Mexico City. So it's a really nice combination of the people that Rafael can bring in into his band, and you can notice that in the diversity of instrumentation in his, especially on this new album, Te Regal.
Great track, man. Thanks for bringing it in. And before we play that last track, and I don't want to talk over it because it's such a great track, I want to thank our esteemed music panel for joining us today. Guys, thank you so much. Out in California, Miguel Guerrero, the host of Rock and Rebellion at KPFA. Miguel, thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, Felix, for inviting me.
David Cáceres in St. Louis, arts and culture editor at St. Louis Public Radio, coming to us from KWMU in St. Louis. David, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to end up with Catalina Maria Johnson, the host of Beat Latino there in Chicago, coming to us from WBEZ in Chicago. And before we play your last track, Catalina, we do have to say that you can hear all of the tracks that these guys brought in today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Catalina, how are we going to end the show?
I guess it's up to me to keep the ladies present. I will
Please
carry that burden gladly.
This is Don't worry, we'll join you.
This is Rebecca Lane from Guatemala, and she calls herself a raptivista, amongst other things, a rap activist. She's an amazing artist. She's also very intersectional, like Lido, who I played earlier, has a life as a poet and a sociologist. She calls herself a child of the war because she's named after, or has an almost identical name to, an aunt of hers who was arrested and disappeared during the Civil War in Guatemala. And her raptivism also has mixed in the First Nations flavor of Guatemala. And this song is Alma Mestiza, and this is Mestizo Soul.
Conciencia cósmica de herencia mágica, buscando en la sombra los rastros de mi alma, aprendiendo a comer. Soy criatura entre culturas, surgando entre la basura las creencias que me anulan para darle sepultura. Madre natura, sutura con ternura la ruptura de mi cuerpo cuando solté mi dura armadura. Y es que no madura una herida si no cura, una mente sin locura, un corazón sin ataduras. Fluir es destruir y volver a construir una casa sin paredes y perder miedo a morir. Mestiza soy, contradicción a dos voy, con cuatro colores del maíz en mi color yo. Mestiza soy, contradicción a dos voy, con cuatro colores del maíz en mi color yo. Mestiza soy, contradicción a dos, cuatro colores del maíz en mi color. Mestiza soy, contradicción atroz, cuatro colores del maíz en mi color.
Mestiza soy, cuatro colores. Mestiza soy, mestiza soy, cuatro colores. Mestiza soy.
Buscar mi identidad en una sociedad racista, la mente colonialista instalada en mi pupila. El reflejo en el espejo me devuelve lo que creo. Si no moldeo mi alma, yo lo harán los modelos eurocéntricos, falocéntricos, que convierten mi experiencia en un objeto exótico. Pintando las culturas como algo folclórico, restándole lo subjetivo a los modelos teóricos. Quisieron que callara la herencia de mi sangre, quisieron que olvidara la violencia a mi madre, pero no pudieron quitarnos el fuego interno, el eterno conocimiento, las señales en los sueños. Por eso defendemos nuestra tierra y sus secretos, con los dos puños en alto y en el alma amuletos. Con la fuerza del volcán, el rugido del jaguar, la fuerza de guerrera y espíritu animal.